for the Devo part, I'll go a little faster this time. Let's be turning to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And when I was thinking about a New Testament scripture for showing brotherly love, thought of the passage, the section, verses 30 through 37. Luke 10, 30 to 37. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? Then he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. So what I'm getting out of this reading is, we all need to be the Samaritan. We know that Jesus Christ is our ultimate example for putting into action brotherly love. We know Jesus told us in John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. One more time before we close, turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. If you want to know how to become a Christian tonight, if you're not, we have several men here that would be willing to study with you. And if you're a female, we have several ladies that would love to study with you as well. I know this place is a special place, and I know we're not going to get big-headed. We're going to keep that this way. I'm very appreciative for you guys here. Also, is if anybody's struggling and they need prayers, please come as we stand and sing.